Hi, I'm Fred Schonenberg, and thank you for joining me on the Venture Fuel podcast. At Venture Fuel, we help companies find new solutions by partnering with the best startups from around the world. On the show, you'll learn the secrets of business leaders who tap into startups and the founders driving extraordinary results. We'll consider new ideas, stretch our mindsets beyond the status quo, and in the process, discover how to leap the competition and fuel personal growth. On today's show, we have Liz Dunn, Category Manager of Personal Care, Apparel, and Lifestyle at Mom's Organic Market, and Turner Wyatt, CEO of the Upcycled Food Association. I saw Turner post on LinkedIn about walking into a Mom's Organic Market in DC and seeing an upcycled end cap. He also posted this great video showing the end cap with a handful of upcycled products displayed. It spoke to me around the momentum and consumer adoption of upcycled products by both consumers and retailers. So I'm really excited to have them both on the show to tell us more about it. And for anyone that doesn't know, so upcycling is also known as creative reuse or the process of transformation byproducts, right? So taking waste materials or other things that might be considered useless or unwanted and turning them into new materials or new products. We've seen it on the Venture Fuel side. It's a key trend in the numerous product innovation competitions we've done, as well as our work with Fortune 500 CPG brands that are looking for both new ways to be good to the planet and also new revenue streams. So super excited to have them both on. Let's get after it. Liz and Turner, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
So Liz, for those of the folks listening that may not know, can you tell us a little bit about Mom's and what you do specifically for them?
Yeah, absolutely. So Mom's Organic Market is a family-owned and operated natural foods retailer in the Mid-Atlantic region of the US. We have 21 stores and we're in, you know, the major metro areas that we operate in are DC, Baltimore, Philadelphia. We also have a store in the New York City region and we have another store coming up soon in New Jersey. And our mission, our purpose as a company is to protect and restore the environment. I, in my role at Mom's, manage the product selection in the personal care department, as well as apparel and lifestyle, which is a forum that we use to showcase, you know, innovative ways in which products are being manufactured that speak to our environmental mission, among other things. So yeah, that's kind of who Mom is and what I do.
Very cool. Well, along those lines, Turner, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and the Upcycled Food Association? And really one of the things I'm most curious about, it's like, why now? Why is this pain point being solved today?
Sure. Well, it is definitely a seismic shift in our food industry to start considering materials that were previously otherwise going to waste and considering them new ingredients for innovative new products. And that's exactly what's happening. And I would say, why now? Really, because food waste as an environmental solution is gaining momentum. And it has been for about the last 10 years. And recently I saw a study that from one of our members, actually, Mattson, that showed that 99% of consumers agree that food waste is a problem, which is an incredible level of ubiquity in what happens to be also the world's best solution to global warming, according to Project Drawdown. So you have virtually everyone who agrees that it's a problem, and it also happens to be the most effective solution. That's a really potent area for change. And basically, as consumers learn more about food waste and get more frustrated with food waste, frankly, why are 30%, 30, 40% of food going to waste when 1 in 7 Americans is hungry? Like, there's sort of these facts and these statistics that have been harped on again and again, and they're easy to remember. And so there's sort of been this rising tide of frustration with the problem of food waste amongst consumers. And as more people learn about food waste, we're also learning about what are the various ways that we can solve food waste, including composting at home and, you know, anaerobic digestion out there in the world happening. And what upcycling does is it enables everyone to prevent food waste with the products they buy. So it turns every time you walk into a grocery store into an opportunity moment where you can help to participate in that single most effective solution to global warming. So it's happening now. I think it feels like there's all this stuff that's, you know, taking place and, you know, all this momentum building. But decades from now, we're going to look back and think, oh, of course it happened right then. In kind of the same way that today we look back and we think, oh, well, the organic movement or the non-GMO movement, it just happened that way because it was a natural occurrence based on the contextual framework of history at that point. And so, yeah, that's why it's happening now. And Upcycled Food Association was really born from that historic moment in time when a group of businesses came together and said, everyone's talking about this thing upcycling, but we're all talking about it in different ways and using different words for it. And we would probably be a lot more effective if we all aligned and all got under one tent. And so this group of 10 businesses back in 2019, almost exactly 2 years ago, created this nonprofit, Upcycled Food Association, that would be a third party sort of organization to advance, to accelerate the industry at large from that third party perspective. And I think we've gained so much momentum in the last 2 years, specifically because there's just this special moment in time that's happening right now with this entire product category.
Love it. So Liz, can you tell us a little bit about the DC Upcycled NCAP program and how that came to be? And obviously from the mom's mission statement, it's clear why upcycled products might be of interest, but would love for you to kind of expand on that, because obviously there's a lot of different ways to serve the planet from a food perspective. So what was it about the upcycled piece that was most interesting? And can you tell us a little bit about the NCAP and why that mattered to you all?
Yeah, for sure. So it's actually, the NCAP is in all 21 of our stores. So it's a company-wide initiative that we launched the beginning of last month, beginning of October. And the way it came to be is kind of interesting. So I had been seeing mentions of upcycled ingredients out, you know, in my general research, particularly in the body care space, for about the past 2 years. But I was seeing it more at the outset as a raw ingredient. You know, there would be a raw ingredient supplier that I would come across, and they were selling ingredients to companies that could then be used to formulate body care products. But I wasn't really seeing actual consumer packaged goods that would be available for purchase to a customer yet. So it was something that I was really intrigued by. And I was just kind of keeping an eye on it for probably since about 2019. And I finally kind of got to a point where I felt like there was enough actual product now that would be available out in the marketplace that the lifestyle group at Moms and I started kicking around this idea more in earnest of having this display in our stores. And I want to say we started talking about it. Turner, I don't remember exactly when you guys had that press release about the upcycled food certification, but it was kind of, you know, we hadn't been communicating beforehand. So it was just our paths converged when I was in the initial information gathering project, you know, portion for this concept. And I was getting a list of brands together and kind of seeing what was out there. And then I saw the press release that the Upcycled Food Association had put out saying that they were developing the standard and they were going to have a third-party certification for upcycled. And I was like, oh, that's literally what I'm doing right now. I didn't know there was an Upcycled Food Association. That's fantastic. So I ended up reaching out to Turner and we connected, and that's just kind of how it was, just a meeting of the minds, I guess you could say. Yeah, so that's really where it came from. And with this concept, we wanted to showcase the, you know, like the flexibility and the many different uses and the many different ingredients that are coming from upcycled foods and all of the different ways that they can be used. So we're showing in this set that you can take, you know, a product like a lip balm or a chip, and you can incorporate upcycled ingredients into that product. And it's going to be a great chip or a great lip balm. And it's just, it has that additional benefit, and that what the customer is looking for, and what particularly our customer is looking for, is the environmental benefit of what they're purchasing. And right. It's just a really new and innovative way for customers to, you know, shop their values. So it really aligned with what we were looking for. And that's kind of how we got connected with the Upcycled Food Association. An accident.
I love it. Well, hey, it's sometimes those press releases get read. Yeah. It's nice to know. Sometimes they feel like they go out into the ether, and, you know, who's seeing them? I think what's interesting to me is the first time I was introduced to upcycling, we were running a product innovation competition and someone applied. And essentially, without going into too much detail about their business, they were working at a jam, like making spreads, right? Like raspberry jam. And as part of that process, you remove the skin of all the raspberries and the seeds and all that stuff, right? And it was just getting thrown away. And actually all the nutrients, like the best nutrients, the reason you would eat raspberries, were within the skin and within the seeds and whatnot. And they realized they could pulverize it and create a powder that created this like unbelievable shake, right? Like this just really delicious raspberry shake. But right now, all that stuff was getting thrown away. And I remember reading the application and being like, this is brilliant. Like it is, you're taking something that's going to be thrown away, turning it into a new product that has tremendous health benefits and value, but that one raspberry is gone either way. And now it's being used twice. And so it's just one of those, I always say the best innovations are the ones when you see them for the first time, you go, oh, that's obvious. And I feel like so much of this is just really creative thinking and obvious. So Turner, what does it take to get this certified mark? Like how do you guys determine if somebody is worthy of that distinction?
Well, yeah, people have been upcycling for millennia, right? Like upcycling is just your grandmother saying, I'm not going to let anything go to waste out of this kitchen.
Right.
You know, it's not doing anything remarkable with a raspberry necessarily. It's just recognizing that when you grow a raspberry, there's nutrients and value in all of it. And you can get money and nutrition out of all of it, not just the parts that you happen to have an established market for right now. So anyone who's like any restaurant that's made a special or any, you know, food item throughout history, like a sausage or like a tortilla chip, or it's just anything that upholds the value of using everything you have. That's why it's an example of what you were saying, Fred. How is no one already doing this? Well, we have been doing it as humans for a long time. So
how does a company become part of the Upcycled Food Association?
Well, we have two programs at Upcycled Food Association. One is membership, and we have about 200 members across almost 20 countries around the world. And they come together to share resources and best practices and to network with each other and to do business with each other, basically. And it's a lot of small companies. It's a lot of small CPG and ingredient supply companies. But then big companies too, like Dole and Mondelez and Del Monte, US Foods are all members, and they're here for the same reason, because they have identified that they have sources of waste that, oh, you're telling me that most consumers want to buy upcycled products because they are good for the environment and they have just as good of nutrition, sometimes better nutrition, and can be price competitive. So it's a win-win-win. And big companies and small companies all have something to gain. That's why I think we've grown so fast in the last couple of years, because in fact, big companies have even more to gain, because as they scale up, they have more waste and they have more opportunity to make revenue off that waste. So that's membership. And even companies that don't currently have upcycled products or ingredients in production or in development are joining just because they want to be a part of this movement. I mean, it's a big environmental global movement. And it's super exciting in the same way that, again, we compare ourselves to organic a lot. And in the same way that 30 years ago-ish, companies were all faced with this question of like, we got to start developing organic products. You know, the same will be true across most product categories and for many CPG businesses around the world in the coming decades. So how do you actually get a product certified as upcycled certified? You apply through through us, through Upcycled Food Association. And then we have a third party verifier that goes out and actually verifies that your product meets the standard, which was created by this volunteer group of experts from around the world. And essentially what the third party verifier is looking for is, does this product prevent food waste? And that's the bottom line. It has to prevent food waste. So every time you see an Upcycled certified product on the Mom's end cap or any other grocery store, online, brick and mortar around the world, you know that that product has some measurable, falsifiable food waste that is being prevented that otherwise wouldn't exist, which is super exciting for marketers and for sustainability people, because for the first time, we have this super powerful quantitative on-pack claim that we can make that says, hey, look, for every product you buy, for every one of our Upcycled certified products that you buy, you're preventing X number of pounds of food waste. And so that's kind of the other side. The Upcycled certified is it's a consumer education tool because it's helping to print, you know, billions of little billboards all over food packages and other product packages, because it's not just food, it's cosmetics and personal care and home care and pet food, dietary supplements, and we're expanding the number of categories that we're certifying in the coming year. And it's basically turning all of these products into, you know, flag bearers for the Upcycled movement. But it's also helping us to calculate all of the data that we're collecting from the certification and sort of tabulate that into really powerful third-party verified fact-based claims around how much environmental impact we're having. So for example, I'm just going to look straight live from the spreadsheet that our certifying body updates on a daily basis. The Upcycled Certified just launched this summer, so it's brand new. And in the first 6 months, the products and ingredients, because there's also a certification for B2B ingredients that have made it through the program, they have to tell the certifier, okay, here's how many pounds of food waste that are being prevented by virtue of us creating this product or ingredient. In just the first 6 months, there's over 139 million pounds of food waste being prevented that otherwise wouldn't have been prevented if it weren't for these, you know, 115 or so products and ingredients. So that gives us, it's remarkable. You don't have that, a number like that for organic or non-GMO or anything else. And it really gives moms and other retailers the opportunity to say, hey, look at how many pounds of food waste we're preventing by helping to showcase these products in store. And it helps consumers understand their impact of buying upcycled products. It helps investors understand the social environmental return on investment by investing in a particular upcycled company, like how many pounds of food waste are we preventing by this company growing. It's really kind of this remarkable tool that we get to leverage when we start to better track the environmental and economic outcomes of an industry like ours.
Yeah, it's so powerful. It's interesting. I think the reason I saw your post was Superfrau is an upcycled product that was part of a different competition we ran. And essentially, it's delicious, by the way, but the idea was they were looking at all the waste in the Greek yogurt manufacturing process, the whey that was being discarded. And whey is actually a bit of like a delicacy in like Scandinavia and like Norway and places like that. And they turned it into almost like a Gatorade type of replenishing drink that was delicious. And now they've added, I believe, carbonation to it. So it's this very light, refreshing, but like better for you body type of drink. And again, upcycled, right? Because otherwise that stuff is getting, the companies, the dairies are actually paying to have it taken off of, you know, their farms or processing places. So I think it's so interesting, even just my limited view on this, of seeing what's happening with, you know, pulverized berries to discarded whey. Curious, Liz, on your end, are there certain upcycled products that are performing particularly well at Mom's, or that seem to be resonating with shoppers more than others?
Well, you know, we just started displaying this set about a month ago, so we've got about 5 to 6 weeks of sales data. I'm sure you'll be very surprised to hear this, that the number one seller is chocolate chip cookies. followed very closely by chips. So, I mean, I think that goes to show that it's like, these are items that customers already love, like they just, because of the nature of what the product is. And, you know, a call out like upcycled is resonating with them on an environmental level. And then the actual product types that are out there are just everyday products that you buy all the time. And like Turner was saying, you know, it's not a huge step up in cost for the consumer. So it's been really interesting to see. And in addition to, you know, those kind of snack categories, the body care is doing really well. We have a really cool upcycled beverage made from avocado pits by a company called Reveal. That's performing well. And it's just been really well received thus far by our customers. And like I said earlier, our customers really, I think, are the perfect customer base to launch this kind of a concept with, because they're really tuned into their personal impact on the environment. And something like this is just kind of going to be a no-brainer for them. So I was really excited when I saw that both upcycled products in the CPG space were coming available and that the Upcycled Food Association existed and was developing this third-party certification, because like Turner said, you know, it's perfect timing. The customer base is there. The customer base is really excited about this type of product. And I totally agree that this is going to be something that's going to take off and just kind of be a mainstay. A category that we previously had featured on our lifestyle displays several times now at this point, because it was so successful, was zero waste, personal care, and kind of home, you know, things like straws. And we were first displaying those products back in 2017 when, you know, you couldn't go to Target and buy a shampoo bar, but it was just wildly successful for us. And I think that this is really going to be a very similar ball game. It's going to be kind of more niche to start out with. And soon you're going to see, especially with these large corporations taking note of the Upcycled Food Association certification and the customer response, I think this is really going to be a big deal.
I can say from a large company standpoint, I know that we have worked on at least 4 upcycled specific opportunities with Fortune 500 companies in the past 12 months. So it is a trend that is bubbling up in lots of different places. So I couldn't agree with you more. Turner, on your end, you know, you mentioned 200 companies. What's the most unique upcycled product or products that you've seen thus far?
Well, let me give a few examples. Most impactful is the one that prevents the most food waste. And so that's why it's really exciting seeing big companies, especially big ingredient companies. Couple of our members, IFF, Griffith Foods, you know, these are huge multinational companies. And so if they create an ingredient that, you know, some big CPG out there can include in their product formulation at even trace amounts practically, right? Then that product can have a huge impact because the scale is just so big. And it's so that's why I always talk about my dream is to get like 0.01% of Oreo to be an upcycled ingredient, because we just sell so many Oreos that if even a tiny percentage of an Oreo was helping to prevent food waste across the entire line, the entire distribution of Oreo, we would be preventing a ton of millions of tons of food waste. Super exciting. And I think that kind of goes to what's the most exciting. I love to hear from Liz that the most popular upcycled products are the ones that are things that people already buy. It makes sense. We're not here to introduce new needs into people's lives. We're here to meet the same needs that people have always had, but give people an opportunity to meet those needs while also helping to prevent food waste. You can eat a chocolate chip cookie, or you can eat one that helps to prevent food waste. What's it going to be? And our studies show that most of the time, consumers are going to pick the one that helps to prevent food waste. And so my most interesting upcycled products are the most boring ones. One of the ones that we just added to our product finder on our website, upcycledfood.org, is from Del Monte. Everyone knows them. They're the godfather of canned fruit and vegetables. Any grocery store, any gas station in America has probably a Del Monte product on it. Right? It's like, they're, and the classic thing is the green string beans that you buy in a can and you put into your green bean casserole at Thanksgiving, right? Well, they have this new upcycled version of that product where, you know, if you go into the green beans, they all have the exact same size and shape. All the green beans are the same length, same size. Well, that's not how green beans grow. There's these kind of ends and pieces that have different shapes and sizes. And now they're taking all those ends and pieces and making a different version of string beans out of those ones. So it's the same old string beans, green beans, can, comes in a can that we've been eating for our entire lives. It's just this one helps to prevent food waste. And I think that we're going to start seeing more and more of that, where it's just the same thing that we've always bought, but of an upcycled version. And then on the other hand, you have new super innovative things, like you mentioned Superfrau, and we have a few members that are doing things with dairy. Spare Food Co. has a really great new beverage called Spare Tonic, which is also made from whey. There's so much whey in the world because it's a byproduct of cheese and yogurt manufacturing. And then another one from the dairy industry that I thought was interesting is right after I was in DC to visit Moms, I went to Chicago and met with one of our members, Good Sport, which basically they make a Gatorade, a better for you Gatorade, but the liquid in it is not water from a tap. It is milk that has had all the fat and protein stripped out of it. So it's clear. It's not white. It's completely clear. And it tastes like what, well, it tastes like whatever flavor it is because they've completely stripped out all of the, you know, what usually turns it from water into milk, but it's left with all these electrolytes and super nutritious and delicious. And so it just goes to show that whether you're doing green beans, something that we've been eating all along, or you're creating this entirely new process to replace a product that sells really well, there's opportunities for entrepreneurs to be using upcycling as sort of either a product development backbone or a marketing claim backbone, or, you know, just a something to differentiate with this really crowded food and beverage and CPG innovative market, specialty product market. And
I think it's great. I know Michelle McBride, one of the founders, gets for it very well. It's a great example. And I think you both are kind of touching on something that the products don't need to be innovative in themselves, but this is actually a way to distinguish products on shelves from one another that often are clutter and hard to tell one from another. Why should I buy this than that? If the taste is there and it's better for the environment, it makes it almost a no-brainer decision. Well, let me get you guys out of here on this. Liz, how do people find their closest moms and learn more about all the wonderful things you guys are doing for the world?
Yeah, so you can visit our website at momsorganicmarket.com. If you live in Virginia, Maryland, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, DC, or New York, we have a store in your state or region. And yeah, you can find us on Instagram at Moms Organic Market, Facebook. We also, if you are interested in becoming a vendor with Moms, on our website, momsorganicmarket.com, you can fill out an application that will go to the appropriate category manager. And the cool thing about our website and also our Instagram, all of our social media really, is that we focus on our environmental impact and the environmental impact of the companies that we work with. So if you go on our Instagram, you're not going to see like what's on sale this week. You're going to see, you know, one of our companies that makes sunscreen just switched to fully solar powered at their manufacturing facility. It really goes to show that, you know, that is what we do. Our purpose is to protect and restore the environment, and we're doing it.
I love it. I love it. Well, Turner, what about you? Can you give us the spot you want people to go to learn more about your organization?
Definitely. And let me just say, if there's any other grocery store nerds out there, like the people who love to just peruse a nice boutique grocery store, a food co-op, or someplace like that in your town, like me, going into Mom's was like Disneyland for me. It's one of the coolest grocery stores that I've been into. Just awesome. And I think that they are going to be remembered, I hope, as a pioneer in the upcycled world for having being the first ones to really feature upcycled products in store. And Liz has been awesome to work with. So anyway, shout out to Moms. And for Upcycled Food Association, upcycledfood.org is our website. And that's where you can find a list of all the currently certified products and places to buy those products. And it's also a place where you can find all of our members, about 200 members all around the world, and visit their websites. Of course, they all have their own social followings. And my number one message is to find these businesses and buy their products. Really innovative, delicious, nutritious, handy products that fit into your everyday life. They do the same things that any other product does. They just help to prevent food waste. And then we're on social media and all that too. So we're kind of like a nice central place to get connected to a lot of other great upcycled brands around the world.
This has been a pleasure. Thank you both for your time. And more importantly, thank you both for all that you're doing to spark change in the world. So really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I think upcycling is such a huge opportunity in the future for large and small companies and for us as consumers. Please feel free to share this episode with anyone you think might be interested. Subscribe wherever you listen. And of course, if you'd like to follow us on LinkedIn, it's just at Venture Fuel, all one word. We'd love to hear from you. Ideas for new episodes, guests you think we should have on. Always love interacting. And if you're going to CES, ping us ahead of time. We'll invite you to one of our events out there in Las Vegas in January. But thanks so much for listening. And until next time.